This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that even amid the West Asia conflict, India has kept the situation under control. Mr. Modi said this after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of development projects worth over 19,800 crore rupees at Nani in Vavthara district of Gujarat yesterday. He added that the central government has not allowed the impact of the West Asia conflict to affect the citizens of the country.
भारत की हमेशा से बड़ी ताकत रही है, कितना ही कठिन समय क्यों ना आए, मुश्किल के समय हमारा देश एकजुट होकर खड़ा होता है। बीते कुछ समय से आप देख रहे हैं, दुनिया के कई देश युद्ध, अशांति और अस्थिरता से घिरे हैं। वेस्ट एशिया में जो हालत बने हुई है, उनका असर पूरी दुनिया पर है। ऊर्जा जरूरतों की, डीजल, पेट्रोल और गैस की दिक्कत पूरी दुनिया में बढ़ गई है। ऐसे संकट में भी भारत ने हालातों को नियंत्रण में बनाए रखा है।
Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said projects which were launched yesterday will improve connectivity and support socio-economic development of the region. Mr. Modi added that the air base opened at Disa in North Gujarat is important for the national security of Western India. These development projects are related to energy, roads, transport and highways and railways, urban development, water resources, health and family welfare, tourism and tribal development departments. Earlier, the PM also inaugurated the OSAT plant of Keynes Semiconductor in Sanand. First phase of Census 2027 will begin today. The Census 2027 will be the world's largest census. For the first time, the census will be conducted digitally and the option of self-enumeration will also be available. Self-enumeration will begin from today till 15th April and house listing and housing census will be conducted for a month from 16th April to 15th May in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, NDMC area and Delhi Cantonment Board of National Capital, Goa, Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Mizoram, Odisha and Sikkim. Madhya Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Chandigarh, Chhattisgarh and Haryana will start house listing census from 1st May to 30th May. However, their period of self-enumeration will be from the 16th to 30th April. With the start of the new financial year today, a set of reforms including key financial rules changes will come into force. Over 6-decade-old Income Tax Act will be replaced by the new Income Tax Act 2025 from today. It is designed to simplify the tax system by removing outdated provisions, streamlining complex rules and making compliance more straightforward for taxpayers. All digital payment transactions in the country will be required to meet the norms of two-factor authentication from today as directed by the Reserve Bank of India. The Lok Sabha is scheduled to discuss the Foreign Contribution Amendment Bill 2026 today. It will amend the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act 2010. The lower house is also scheduled to discuss the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 today. It will amend certain enactments for decriminalizing and rationalizing offenses to further enhance trust-based governance for ease of living and ease of doing business. In the Rajya Sabha, the Central Armed Police Forces Bill 2026 is scheduled for discussion. The Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2026 is also scheduled to be taken up in the upper house today. Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps has issued a chilling ultimatum to 18 major American corporations, warning that their regional infrastructure will be targeted following allegations of their involvement in hostile operations. According to a report by Iranian state media, the elite military force claimed these businesses have actively assisted U.S.-Israeli terror operations inside Iran by providing espionage services. In IPL cricket, debutant Cooper Connolly's unbeaten 72 runs helped Punjab Kings beat Gujarat Titans by 3 wickets in the 4th match of the tournament at Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium at Mulanpur in New Chandigarh last night. Earlier put into bat, Gujarat Titans scored 162 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. The 16th Hockey India National Sub-Junior Women's Hockey Championship 2026 will commence in Ranchi today and will continue till 12th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.